This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, just for a minute, just to go back to the college basketball situation and everything that's going on, it's just, it's totally, like, hypocritical of, like, Sonny Vaccaro to come out now. And basically the big message is what he is saying is that the NCAA should be paying these players to play at their schools, meaning that whatever scholarship and food money and travel money and whatever other money they can give to these players, you know, in small stipends, isn't really worth anything. That's basically what Sonny Vaccaro and that's what Michael Beasley is saying. So you're going to be a one-and-done guy. So essentially, they're going to spend about $75,000 to $100,000 on you to go to that campus, to live on campus, to eat, to travel first class, to get all the clothing and all the shoes and all the stuff you want as a part of the basketball team. That's not enough for those players, because those players don't think that the education is worth anything.
Yeah,
and to them, screw this. The only reason I'm going here is because the NBA doesn't want to allow me to go into the pros right out of high school. So I got to go do this. And the whatever you're investing in me, whatever the school is investing in me legally through a scholarship, doesn't mean anything to me.
And the biggest misnomer in all of this is people think if you start paying players, this stuff's going to stop.
It's not going to stop. It's going to make it worse.
Wait, who has said, you know what, I've got enough money, thanks.
And I'll tell you one thing. You know, again, the AAU programs with these bad coaches basically prey on the poor families of these kids.
Yeah.
And they set up a kind of a payment structure with a kid that may be 14 years old and you want him on your AAU team in the summertime. And you give that kid, look, man, I'll give you a couple $100. Go to McDonald's. Go here. Go there. You know, if you want to go get a pair of shoes, you know, here's some money to go into a Modell's or whatever. And buy. I just use Modell's because I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Not that they're involved in any way. But I'm just – the point being is that this is how this all gets out of control. And then when you get to the level of the college coaches, you know, the Rick Pitinos of the world, the John Calipari's of the world, the Jim Boeheim's of the world – you know, Sean Miller and Bruce Pearl, and, you know, these guys get paid a ton of money. And the pressure on those guys to win, to keep the money flowing into their own pockets, now becomes palatable. And they get these assistant coaches or these boosters that are not really connected officially to get involved in the seedy part of it and pay these AAU teams to direct the players to go to schools. Now, where are these AAU teams getting the money from? They're getting the money from the shoe manufacturers, the Nikes, the Adidases, the Under Armours of the world, and they're paying those teams to brand those teams with their brand of sneaker or whatever, and they're funding those teams. So the idea is if you are an Adidas team, you're going to steer them towards an Adidas coach in college.
Of course.
And whatever you do with the Adidas money that they send you, no big deal. But if you really have a five-star recruit and he's starting to lean away from an Adidas school and maybe go to a Nike school like a North Carolina or an Under Armour school like a Maryland, now we got to save that guy and somehow we got to give his family money, cash, unreported, so he stays on course to go to the Adidas school. And that's basically what the impetus of all of this is. But this has been going on for years and years and years.
And that's why it doesn't surprise me. It hadn't surprised me. I think that the fact that guys are going to be getting fired left and right is going
to
be a huge
story. So now the answer is to pay players. That's what Sonny Vaccaro is saying.
And no. It's not the answer. It's still going to go on to it. This is like a big drug bust. People don't stop doing drugs after a big drug bust. They still find a way to get their drugs and sell the drug. It's the same thing. And I'm a big believer, though, that a player should be able to make money off himself in the sense of personal appearances, signing autographs. If a jersey is sold with my number and name on it,
Put it in a trust. And if a guy, you know, goes through school and doesn't get kicked out of school, doesn't embarrass the school and all that other stuff, maybe he has a nice pile of money waiting for him, especially the guys that aren't going to go to the pros. But I just think like 14, 15, 16-year-olds are caught up in all of this, and their families are caught up in all of this. And they're caught up in it because the kids are great, the families are poor, and there's people preying on them. So there is no governing body that handles that group. In other words, the AAU is unfettered. They could do whatever they want. And now the FBI is the governing body.
I was gonna say,
that is going
now
in there and trying to break all this nonsense up, which is the right thing that they should be doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I you know, this the whole thing, pay the players. What about the scholarships? I mean, what, like, I know what it costs to send my kids to Boston College. I mean, what, I know how much that's worth to me. I mean, I guess these kids, that means nothing to them.
I wouldn't say all of them it means nothing to them, but I think the guys are planning on going to the NBA. Yeah, it doesn't mean much to them.
It's a waste. It's a waste because they don't even go to class, a lot of those kids. They just try to stay.
Would you?
I probably wouldn't. I'm not saying that I would, but I'm just saying,
I'm not
going to
blame them for
what Calipari's doing in Kentucky is a farce. It's an absolute farce.
But the system is there, and he's the one who knows how to play it.
And
the
they're
best.
Playing the system. They're playing in the sandbox. That are basically, this is what the rules allow. This is what, you know, you got to give a kid a chance to go somewhere and play basketball. I guess that's the mindset. I don't know how many of those kids actually go to class. I mean, really, come on, it's a joke.
Yeah, and I'm still going to watch March Madness and still be into the tournament as much as I ever was. I mean, it's amazing. We're talking about the feds and Rick Pitino being fired and all these things, and I'm still not going to be affected by it.
You see these assistant coaches being fired,
yeah,
and you see the schools that they're being fired from,
mm-hmm,
and you know who those head coaches are at
you
those schools.
You think they're next.
Those head coaches are going to be next. And Auburn hires a guy, Bruce Pearl, who's a flat-out – everybody knows. Everybody knows who he is, and yet the president of Auburn somehow signs off on his contract and says, yeah, we'll take this guy here to run our program.
Well, somehow they know that he's probably going to run it a certain way, and they know who he is, and they know he's probably going to win if he does it that way. I mean, everybody's in on it. They know that. I mean, Louisville, I mean, think of the guy. I mean, they brought Bobby Petrino back. I mean, think about this guy, how slippery he can be. And Rick Pitino, of all the things that he's involved in, you think these presidents, these universities don't understand that winning brings in the dollars? I mean, it's not like somehow they brought these guys in. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing.